وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. مرحبا بكم حفظكم الله. It depends. Sometimes, yes, absolutely, you're supposed to hate the sin, not the sin himself. You understand? In general. And sometimes, no, it will be a result of you hating the sin to hate the sin himself. How is that? For example, you have those Muslims who they commit kind of sins, but at the same time, they know that what they commit is wrong, they don't call to it, they feel regret for it, time to time they do tawbah. In general, they are Muslims. So you love them from one side. You hate the sin anyway. The sin in all situations, you must hate it. But regarding the sinners and regarding an individuals, you need to hold regarding it. It deserves a lot of tafsir. It needs a lot of details and explanations. Depends. You have those people, like I said, but at the same time, you see they are believers from the other side, and they have a lot of goodness in other side. So you hate them for the side of their sins and what they commit. But also, you believe they are your brothers and sisters, and they are Muslim, and you love them for the other good side. This is applicable on you. Barakallahu fikum. You understand? And I give you a more clear example. Imagine this situation is on your own relative, on your own father and mother and son and husband, for example. In this situation, husband and wife at the same time. Imagine in this situation, when we say, if you hate the sin, hate the sinner. It's possible for you to hate those kind of relatives, and you cut the ties with them out of the hatred in your heart. If we see it is permissible, absolutely is not. So whenever, for example, the husband or the wife or the children or the parents, etc., they commit kind of sins, you hate it and you hate that side that make them continue doing that sin without tawbah. But at the same time, absolutely, it's a fitrah, natural state, and it's also logic. You will love them because of their ties with you and because their goodness toward you and their goodness from the other sides too. So you need always to balance in between the two different feelings. It's obligatory on you, and this is the way of the Sharia. ولهذا قال الله عز وجل أم حسبتم إن توليتم أن تفسدوا في الأرض وتقطعوا أرحامكم أولئك الذين لعنهم الله فأصمهم وأعمى أبصارهم. Imagine. And this is general for your rahim in general. More clear example, imagine how Allah described the disbeliever parents. When Allah said, وَصَاحِبُهُمَا فِي الدُّنْيَا مَعْغُوفَ. Be good to them. وَاتَّبِعْ سَبِيلَ مَنْ أَنَابَ إِلَيْهِ. But be loyal 100% for those who they are my people. They are loyal to Allah Azza wa Jalla. Also, وَإِنْ جَاهَدَاكَ عَلَىٰ أَنْ تُشْرِكَ بِهِ مَا لَيْسَ لَكَ بِهِ وَإِنْ جَاهَدَاكَ عَلَىٰ أَنْ تُشْرِكَ بِهِ شَيْئًا فَلَا تُطِعْهُمَا وَصَاحِبُهُمَا فِي الدُّنْيَا مَعْرُوفًا. If it's regarding the shirk and the kufr, don't obey them, but be good to them, means from the other side, not the side of the sin and the shirk. Imagine, and we're talking about a disbeliever's parents, what about if they are believers? So where is the situation when you need to hit clearly the sinner and the sin too? The answer is, look to the other ayah who describe kind of parents and relatives who they deserve a completely hatred. When Allah Azza said, لا تجد قوما يؤمنون بالله واليوم الآخر يوادون من حاد الله ورسوله ولو كانوا آباءهم أو أبناءهم أو إخوانهم عشيرتهم أولئك الآية. Allah Azza said, you cannot find those believers who they have really faith in their hearts, they will have a love for those who they put themselves in the level of enemies of Allah Azza wa Jalla. They are enemies of Allah and His Messenger. Even if those people are their parents, their brothers, their relatives in general, they will hate them. The believer will never love such people. Which people? Those who they put themselves as an enemy for Allah and His Messenger. Even if they was among His relatives. Imagine. So means, those sinners are different levels. You have those sinners among the believers and among the relatives who they commit the sin only on themselves. They don't call to it. They don't spread it among Muslims. They don't upgrade themselves to be enemies for Allah and His Messenger and His awliya and His deen and His orders. just for themselves. Those people, they deserve for me to be so just with them in terms of hate that side from them and love other side from them too. But when the person upgrade himself more and more in terms of the sin, until he starts spreading and call to it, until he start rejecting Allah Azza wa Jal orders and Sharia, until he became enemy of Allah Azza wa Jal, so your hatred to him will be upgraded according to his damage and his bad acts and bad effect to the Muslim environment and Muslim community in general. So it depends. Always this masail need a lot of tafsir from you. And if you're gonna keep mixing in between the situations, you will be dragged to either an extremism or to be so soft until you lose your deen. A'anakumullah.